few more miles from their gasoline. You'll be happy to know there's a gasoline that can help you do just that. BP Gasoline with Invigorate can help your car get a few more miles per tank when compared to low detergent gas. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. We're confident you'll find a good use for the extra miles, even if it's just taking a long way home to hear the end of your favorite song on the radio. Fill up today with BP Gasoline with Invigorate.
If your New Year's resolution is to save money, it's the perfect time to start at Sam's Club. Become a member January 25th through the 29th and start your savings with $650 in e-values. Instant additional savings on name brand items. No coupons required. $100 off a Vizio HD TV. $2 off Kleenex. $4 off Dunkin' Donuts coffee and more. Save big this week and all year long by joining January 25th through the 29th. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership. No rain check.
Hit the B Square.
I find it pretty funny that Tim Weiland just gave a nice compliment to Joe about his cologne, and now he's back there sneezing. I like it. It's time now for Joe Hipperson, and he is brought to you by the good folks at Oric. They have 7 locations around the St. Louis area to serve you. Oric.com is the website. Here he is, everybody, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Hi, Joe. Right, Joe.
Oh, great. Gentlemen, how are you guys?
Great. Very good.
Doing well.
Joe, with the nice-smelling cologne. You want to give it another plug?
Eventually, Angel. I'm going to be doing the voiceover work for the commercials. I'll do an endorsement. Why I don't not? Mind because I think it might kind of sell a couple more bottles when you hear Angel for Men.
Oh, nice.
I'm working on it. I am guilty of maybe recording my own voice in my off time now. Angel for Men. I don't know.
Well, look at that. Sure. That guy that does the Aflac commercials. He probably records just a couple of those, and he's making a ton of money off those things.
Well, that's true. Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about like a full on endorsement, though, Bill. I mean, I want guys and girls to see my mug and think Angel from actually.
Well, it's not bad.
I'll dork out here for a second there, but we could go the Star Wars Darth Maul route, and I could provide the voice of a more attractive person. Not that Darth Maul was attractive. Now I'm really geeking into a completely different world.
He was pretty good looking.
What, with all the horns on that? The red face thing. Okay. See, what happened is, Bill, there was a movie called Star Wars, and eventually they did prequels and episode
Never heard
one.
Of this Star
yeah,
Wars
I know, it's thing. Crazy. But this guy had a double bladed lightsaber, and he was played by, what was it, Ray Park, wasn't that it?
I'm not sure.
Okay, either way, the guy who's playing Darth Maul is like just wicked, and he can do all these crazy acrobatic things. He's a great swordsman, all that stuff. But when he spoke, it was kind of like, hey, oh, my God.
It was a real feminine voice.
Now, which movie was this?
This was Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Which is actually coming back out in theaters.
February 10th in 3D.
That was one of the ones with Natalie Portman, right?
Yes.
Yes, that was one of the Natalie Portman ones. That was one of the ones where she was doing that bizarre kind of regal accent. It was kind of a weird thing. Okay. Kind of bizarre. Keira Knightley played her double. Many people don't know that.
Wow.
Out there. Okay. So this guy, he spoke, and he kind of had like a, well, I don't know about that, but kind of a Mickey Mouse kind of thing. You know, kind of like, hey, I'm the bad guy. That's
very good. Give him some applause for that.
That one? You like that one?
That was good. That was Mickey Mouse. Hang on.
Wait, hold on. I'll do it again, and then you can applaud. Goodness. Here we go. I'll do it again. Okay. We'll reset it. Right? This is Joe Hipperson, the voice and face of Angel for Men, and his Mickey Mouse impression. Hey, let's get Pluto on. That's kind of it, maybe. No, all right, there we go. There are the applause. This is a decent Mickey.
That was very decent.
Hey, Joe.
All right, no, that was not me. That was Josh Gilbert trying to ride the coattails of the brilliance of the face of Angel for Men.
Angel for Men. Carried away.
Okay, fine. It's all about the laugh, though, Bill. You know, if you're going to do a Mickey Mouse impression, you've got to start with the laugh. You are a Muppet Man. All right, we're all aware of it, and I'm cool with that.
What is that's one of the songs nominated at the
Muppet
Academy.
Am I a man or am I a Muppet? All right, if I'm a Muppet, then I'm a Muppet of a man, or a man of a Muppet, or whatever it is. It's all about the laugh. If you're going to do a Mickey Mouse impression, you got to start with the ha. You got to do that first.
Hi, guys.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
It's kind of like you're a Muppet person. So if you were going to do, I don't know anyone that could do a proper Kermit the Frog. I really don't. But if you're going to try and attempt a Kermit the Frog, I think every Kermit the Frog impression has to start with the line, Kermit the Frog here. You know, because
this is Kermit the Frog from Sesame Street News.
Kermit the Frog here. You know, it's got to be that was a weak Kermit the Frog.
Now let's hear your Kermit the Frog impersonation. Yeah. Hey, no, the guy that does the Kermit the Frog impersonation in this latest movie.
It sounds weird.
No, I think it sounds pretty good.
No, I don't like it.
Wait. What are you trying to tell me is in the new Muppet movie you guys don't buy into the new Kermit voice?
No, he sounds weird.
No, I do. I think.
I bought it. I thought it was a decent Kermit the Frog voice.
I thought it was very, very well done.
It's kind of like trying to buy into the new Bugs Bunny.
Don't pay attention
Daffy
to Josh's Muppet expertise comes from watching the Muppet Babies. Okay.
Hey, look, the Muppet Babies the day Saturday mornings.
Yeah, but that's
great.
Not
the 1980s. My childhood is Muppet Babies. I thought
Muppet
Babies.
Take Manhattan.
There's a different. That
was a great one.
But those weren't the Muppet Babies.
No, they weren't the Muppet Babies.
Well, that's where the Muppet Babies got their start, actually.
We had
where they did that thing when
they
were all little kids.
Back.
And tell me, when you were watching that, you weren't a little bit disappointed because it wasn't exactly like the cartoon. I was waiting for Ma'am to show up and see the socks and all that. I mean, seriously, I was waiting for that.
Let's go back to 1985.
Kermit the Frog here. You're my...
I could do a pretty good Miss Piggy.
Come on.
You ready?
There's only one thing you're going to do. I guarantee all he's going to do is a sound effect. That's it. Go ahead. Do you Miss Piggy.
Hi-ya!
Wow.
Wow.
You know
that
what?
That was good, man.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
I thought all he was going to do was a, you know, like, whenever Miss Piggy gets ticked off, it's like, you know, yeah. You know, if you really want to get crazy and completely derail the segment, which I'm supposed to be doing.
I think we already done that.
I know. It's fine. It's not a big deal. I'm just trying to point out that I'm a very topical talk show host, if anybody's interested in the voice of Angel for Men.
Oh, my goodness.
Angel for Men.
Selling yourself.
I sell the heck out of myself, Mr. Weiland. No, really, you know, Bill, you are a man who is kind of comedic. I don't want to call you a comedian, but you know how to work a room. You're a funny guy, all right? You know how to do all that. So, if you're having fun with impressions and whatnot, I mean, think about it. The voice guys that did Miss Piggy, we're talking about Frank Oz, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about Frank Oz.
So.
We're talking how Frank Oz did Miss Piggy. He also did Fozzie Bear. He also did Yoda.
Yoda.
Okay,
yeah.
So if you really want to get, I don't know Frank Caliendo, but I mean, you start channeling certain stuff and you can, have a lot of fun. You know, hey, look at that.
That was pretty good.
That was Yoda in the bathroom doing,
Yodas do best.
Which is pretty much true, yeah. And I'll tell you, if you're ever around kids, I don't know if Blue's Clues is really as big now as it was a couple of years back, but a couple of years back, Blue's Clues was it. I mean, Blue's Clues, you couldn't get any bigger than that. You know, for me, I mean, I had kids and Blue's Clues. I still have kids, by the way. I didn't
want to had for a while.
Right? No.
Left them at a theater somewhere.
This is true. Well, no, not well. Nah, it's been years. No, I had kids, and Blue's Clues was like the big thing for my oldest. So when Avery was, I'd say by 3 to about 5 years old, man, it was it. Blue's Clues. It. I figured out that I could do a mean Blue's Clues impression, and so that became like you get a kid with a skinned knee. Thing, one of those situations where they're not busted, they're not in trouble, but you've got to turn that frown upside down.
Save it.
Best way to do it. Oh, come on, everything's fine. Hey, look at me. And they'd give me a look back. Bow, bow, bow. You know, do something like that. That is the sound of Blue from Blue's Clues.
You know what I heard?
Blue's
heard.
Bow, bow.
Who's the guy? Like Steve? Is that his name, Steve?
Yes.
I heard that he quit the show.
He did?
And then he showed up on Law & Order as a rapist.
Oh, well, what a nice
change of pace.
Holy
cow. Right?
Let's just hope the parents aren't DVRing that, and the kids find it's like, oh, my God, now I know why Joe, his brother, showed up. My God. But then when Joe showed up, they changed the format of the show. It's just, just a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm supposed to be here to do a segment called Hip on Entertainment, where I tell you what to do this weekend, what you can do in and around this wonderful city of St. Louis. So I will, practice what I preach and throw out there that there are 3 films for you to choose from opening up at a theater near you. We'll start with the one that I just... you never see a movie when you haven't seen it. You just see a preview or you read about it and it's like, not even a gun to my head can make me really care to go see this film.
Mm-hmm.
That is how I feel about the Katherine Heigl film, One for the Money. An hour and a half, PG-13. You've got a girl recently divorced and she got herself a new job, bail bonds person, and turns out she uncovers a mystery about a certain law enforcement guy that she used to have a romantic affiliation with, and it's just not...
She's like a Jersey Girl.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, I hate Katherine Heigl.
I know.
I'll say
that's
that.
That's very strong
I'll
language,
say it.
Josh Gilbert. Why
I'll
you,
say it. I stand
you,
by it.
You don't like her. You don't hate her. You don't know.
No, I probably hate her.
There's a difference, though. You got to be careful. You say, hey, I hate Catherine Heigl. I mean, you put that out there. People are going to think, my goodness, this is just a negative person.
Hate is a very strong word.
Yeah, Josh, if you want to climb the ladder, you want to climb that ladder and get the listenership behind you, the last thing you want to do is limit yourself.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, just putting
Can
it out there.
Can I start that over again?
Oh, take it from a guy who has lost his radio career like 26 times. I mean, if you put that out there, I mean, you're going to lose audience members and everything else.
Why do you not?
Let me try this. All right, let me try this again. I hate Catherine Heigl.
Well, you know what? If there's one thing about Josh, and this is true from the day I met him to this day right now, he keeps it real.
Mm-hmm.
He just keeps it real. So Catherine Heigl's in the movie. Josh hates the movie just because she's affiliated with it, and it's pretty much a waste of your time. This will be a Redbox rental that your girlfriend or significant other convinces you have to see probably in about 3 weeks because it's going to tank in the box office. Man on a Ledge is also out this weekend. Long story short, you got a guy wrongly convicted of a big, giant robbery. So once he's able to get free of prison, he decides he's got to get everyone's attention, prove his innocence. So he decides to do it by pretending to be a guy about to jump off a ledge in a big giant metropolis.
Is the whole movie of him standing on like a ledge?
Yes. Think about this movie the way you would Phone Booth.
Remember I was just going to say the Phone Booth movie.
This is Phone Booth on a ledge. Same kind of setup, same kind of suspense, PG-13 rating, so they're going to push the envelope a bit, but they're not going to get too crazy. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much what you got with Man on a Ledge. The only film worth seeing this weekend, the one that you really want to buck up for, the one you don't mind breaking the bank, maxing the credit card to go see if you're in a desperate situation, The Gray with Liam Neeson. Ever since Taken came out, Liam Neeson's like the go-to guy for just a big, giant, you know, action spectacle. He never used to be this guy. This was Oscar Schindler. I mean, Liam Neeson was Oscar Schindler. I mean, yeah, he was Rob Roy, and he did a couple other things, but this guy was never really an action superstar. They do Taken. Now this guy is, you know, fronting huge, giant mega movies. There's nothing about The Gray, his new movie, that you haven't already seen before. It's a little bit of the movie Alive. Remember that movie Alive? The guys ate each other after the big crash?
Must have missed that one.
You know, you missed all the guys eating each other?
The soccer team that crashed in the Andes.
Oh, yeah. I know the story, but I haven't seen the movie.
Everybody saw that movie only because they knew, hey, they ended up eating each other in this. I mean, it was just, the special effects weren't much. The plane crash was kind of weak, but it was such a controversial film because they were going to show people eating people. It was a movie. I mean, they like loose meat sandwiches packed in some huge pants, baby. Basically, that's all it was. The guy pulling salami out of like a guy's drawers. They were chewing on it.
Pulling salami out of his drawers.
Listen,
what?
Hello. I don't think they ate that part.
Yeah.
The Gray is kind of like that, and it's also a bit like another film that I think is just genius, which was The Edge with Anthony Hopkins. And
is that the one with
Al
a bear
Bowen.
Attack?
Yes, that's the one where it's basically two guys versus a bear. Now it's, you know, kind of the whole film. You take those elements of Alive and The Edge, you put Liam Neeson in there, you've got a really decent film about a bunch of oil rig roughneck guys who just crash land in the middle of the snowiest environment possible, and they've got no way to survive except to, you know, lean on each other. And, man, if you've got a movie done right, like this one is, then you've got a bunch of coyotes, wolves, and whatnot
wolves,
guys versus wolves, you know, just guy versus dog. That's basically what this is. No weapons, no nothing. You've got a guy taking, you know, like tape and whatnot, wrapping it all around his hands, and then adding bits of broken glass to be like the ultimate boxing gloves.
He's going
to
bare-knuckle box a wolf.
Yeah, I mean, that's guts. I mean, that's pretty cool. Putting it out there. So
Wasn't Liam Neeson in that Nell movie?
Yes, he was in Nell. Ta Hey in the Wind. Yes, Chick-a-pay. That's my Jodie Foster impression.
How tall is that Liam Neeson?
He's up there, man.
Whenever I see him on television, he looks like a gigantic man.
No, he's a big dude.
And I can't tell if that's because he's standing next to really small movie stars or just a really
He stands about 6'5". I believe he stands about 6'5". I've heard this guy has got a lot of attributes that match up with the height. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The guy wears some big boots.
Where did you hear that?
Come on. Everybody's heard that. You guys have all heard Liam about Liam Neeson, Qui-Gon Jinn's lightsaber. You guys have heard about it, right?
I've heard about Huey Lewis, but that's
Huey Lewis?
That's why Bill loves Huey Lewis. Every night Bill's like, God, I hope Huey Lewis gives me some news. I hope Huey Lewis gives me the news.
That's been around for a year, Huey Lewis.
I've heard Prince. For some reason.
Prince?
Yeah, I heard.
Prince stands like 4'5". There is no way.
I heard from all those girls that he probably paid.
Probably paid, yeah.
Apollonia and Carmen Electra, they said that Prince has got, you know.
He's packing heat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which doesn't make sense to me at all, but.
That doesn't make, no, the guy wears lifts. I mean, it's known that he wears lifts. He wears heels. He has to. And You know what?
We got about a minute and a half left, Mr.
Thanks, Bill. Okay, here's a couple of quick little things you might be interested in. You want a concert or two? I got some for you. Tonight, the Black Cadillacs will be over at Lemons. Railroad Earth is at the Pageant. Mom's Kitchen playing over at Broadway Oyster Bar. Buffalo Bob and the Bedroom Blues will be playing FUBAR tonight. On Saturday, the Temples are at Cicero's. Ransom over at Rancid. Don't get excited if you're a punk rock superstar. Ransom at Blueberry Hill. The Firebirds got Echo Bravo. The Lemonheads. I repeat. The Lemonheads.
Devin Dando.
It's a Shame About Ray, all that. Yes, the Lemonheads, man. Old Rock House, Saturday night. The concert to see, though, only based on the names of the groups playing, in my humble opinion. Lemons, Saturday night, you can see shaved women playing with the black panties. That is a lineup, man. If you're in charge of a club and you've got a great, you know, opportunity for a marquee, if there ever was one, that's it. The marquee outside that place, shaved women with the black panties on stage at Lemons Saturday night. And last but not least. Good job.
Oh,
all right.
Lord.
What? Come on. I'm not the one pushing the buttons, man.
I know you're not. I'm not blaming you.
Okay, wait. Why do I get applause for pointing out I'm not the one pushing the buttons? Okay, fine. How about this? We'll see if the audience is really responding. Ready? Angel for Men. Really? Seriously? I didn't get one for that? Okay, fine. Oh, now I get one. Here's what we got. This weekend on Sunday, if you're a bicyclist, the 2012 Midwest Bicycle Expo and Swap Meet is going down. This is going to happen over at Gateway Center at 1 Gateway Drive over in Collinsville, Illinois. $5 to get in. They've got tons of great bicycle models of yesteryear and tomorrow and all the current trends. A lot of little, you know, things you can go and enjoy if you like to bicycle. Or if you're not a bicyclist, and let's say you just love the idea of a bunch of artificial blood, sweaty, oiled-up guys screaming and shouting, we have the WWE Royal Rumble going down Sunday night. That's right, Sunday, 6:45 p.m. The Royal Rumble happening, of course, at what do they call it now? Is it Scott Trade? All right. Why do I still want to say Savas? Yeah, it's crazy. So Scott Trade Center is where you got to go for the Royal Rumble on Sunday night. If you're interested, you will be seeing Randy Orton. You will see John Cena and a whole lot of other crazy guys throwing artificial blood at one another. Tickets are a reasonable $20 to $300. Family fun for everyone. All right, I've got an epic night with me and my kids tonight, so I'm out. I'll talk to you guys later. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right.
Take care, guys.
See you, Joe.
Joe Hipperson, he is brought to you by Oric with seven, count them, seven locations around the St. Louis area to serve you online at oric.com. And I'm scrambling through my papers here. I know I printed this off, and I will find it in the break. Another thing to add to the list of things going on this weekend is the Welcome Home Parade downtown for the Iraq vets. And I will get you the information. We'll have it here when we come out of the break. All the information you'll want to know if you want to go down there this weekend, which you should. You should go down. I'm not a big parade guy, but this would get me downtown. This is a good thing, and we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. All right, now we need to talk to John Londoff. And as Huey Lewis fades off into the background, we will call Mr. Londoff here live on the air. This is very exciting. I don't think Frank calls him live on the air like this.
Not many times.
Yeah. He has people to do that for him. What is going on over there?
Live radio, baby. Okay, this is what it's all about.
He just texted me again. He probably thought I forgot about him.
Thank you for calling Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
You're welcome.
Your call may be monitored for quality assurance.
Okay. John Londoff.
Hello?
Hello, John.
Hello, Bill.
Did you think I forgot about you? It was Joe Hipperson talked a little longer than he was supposed to, so it's all Joe's fault.
How is Joe Hipperson?
He's fine.
He's good.
He's fine.
Same as always.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you something, John. A few minutes ago, I called you on your cell phone, and I referred to you as dude. Does that offend you? Does you mind if I do? Because I find that I call a lot of people dude for whatever reason. I don't know why, but I did. I said, hey, dude, how you doing? And you didn't seem to mind too much. Does that bother you?
Let me just say, in all my years of coaching sports, especially hockey, I told them, my players, even at the youth level, I'm like, when I'm in here and we're talking, there's no dude. Okay? If we have a nickname for one another, I'm coach. You can have a nickname, or we're just going to call you by your first or last name. But no, that didn't offend me. It's just.
You want me to call you coach?
Call him Lonzie.
No, I wouldn't have done that. That was Tim Weiland, by the way.
You can call me anything you want.
It's a hockey name, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, they go by... Isn't it always the Idzy or Odzy or things like that that they go?
Yeah, it's always like a little kind of an abbreviated last name.
Yeah.
You know, I called my girlfriend Dude one time on accident.
Oh, man.
She almost castrated me.
Well, she should.
It was bad.
Woo!
I won't do that again.
No, I mean, some anger issues there, too. I mean, that's pretty violent for just a name. But, you know, I guess maybe I'm of a different generation. You know, talking with some younger automobile dealers at a meeting just a couple of years ago, and they were like, it was getting really kind of out of hand. It was dude this, dude that, dude. I'm like, really, seriously? I'm like, well, I mean, what are you guys from, like, Surfer? Malibu Beach?
Yeah.
Last time I checked, you're both a couple of, St. Louis boys. Like, well, what should we call each other then, Johnny? I'm like, I don't know. Pal?
Pal. No, I like dude better than pal, I got to tell you.
Hey, buddy?
Buddy could work.
How about Bill?
Mm. Everybody should call everybody Bill?
No, I'm just using someone's first name.
Oh, okay. Well, what's going on over there this afternoon?
Now, would you not rather hear people talk to you and use your first name as opposed to dude?
As long as they're talking to me, I don't care. As long as I can get somebody to have a conversation with me, I'm not too particular, John.
Are you having a problem finding people that will talk to you?
Oh, yeah. Well, we were talking the last hour about people, and you're a people guy. You like to make contact and talk to people. I had lunch down the hall, and I was walking back, and I passed, seven or eight people just, not in the building, but outside here at Westport, and nobody makes eye contact. Nobody likes to look at everybody. Everybody's looking down at the ground. People won't say hello or good afternoon or how you doing or smile. Everybody just like they're afraid of everybody.
Well, you could obviously,
I could be the problem.
You could be the one that starts it up and says, "Hey, how you doing?"
Well, I do. I look over, but nobody will look up. I don't know. Maybe I'm asking too much, or that I'm saying, "Hey, dude, how you doing?"
Maybe we're just in this society that we text so much. I came up to our waiting room, and we had a couple of two or three deliveries in the truck and pre-owned center. Every consumer, every customer had their hands on their phones, and they were either texting or, I guess, looking. I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. I said, I feel a little lost without my phone. I'll be right back. So they're all laughing as a joke. I went and got my phone out of my office, and I start, now I feel like I can interact with you guys. Just, I love talking to people, shaking their hands, meeting them, find out where they live, what brought them to Lawndorf Chevrolet, and then, what they're buying. And I like going in our waiting room, our service waiting room. And sometimes, customers are just, they're not interacting.
Yeah, you said that the other day. You went in and made them talk to one another.
Yeah. So, you know what? All we can ever ask is that your listeners give us a shot. There's a lot of choices out there in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. But there are more choices in automobiles and cars and trucks new, than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of decisions to be made when you're buying a new car or a new truck or a pre-owned vehicle. Our SUV. We just said, hey, give us a shot. We're going to work very, very hard for you, not only in the retail arena, making sure that you have a great experience, but we're going to work really, really, really hard on the finance end of it, which is the key. Because a lot of times it boils down to, when you're buying a car or a truck, you're buying something, it boils down to the cost. In this situation, it kind of boils down to the payments. Can I, afford that payment? And we're going to do everything in our power to make that happen. So, we've got a great relationship with so many finance sources that trust us and want to do business with us. We can just pass that on to our customers and save them money and have a fun time doing it. Okay, no looking down at the ground here at Lawndorf Chevrolet. We're pretty much eye to eye, handshakes and having a fun time. So, anyone going to the auto show?
I am not.
You're not going to go?
No. No,
it's been a huge turnout.
I bet it has, yeah.
Thursday and then again today, tonight, Saturday night, tomorrow night's a big night, and a lot of cool stuff down there.
I have been down. I mean, I've been down to the auto show before. It is. It's fun. It's a good time.
Really? Were you just a little busy this weekend?
I am. I'm starting my first.
What do you got to do that's so important?
I'm starting my first trivia show Saturday night, John. I don't know if you've heard about it, but
I have.
Yeah.
That doesn't start until 9.
Well, I got a lot of preparation has to go into that, Josh. You don't understand the half of it. So that's
what are some of your favorite trivia? What are some of your categories or certain questions?
You know, I find that people like pop culture stuff the best. If you try to, you know, try and be maybe a little too educational, bringing up history or geography, nobody calls in.
What year was the Magna Carta signed?
Yeah, people like that pop culture sort of stuff, so we try to stick to that.
I wonder who won the very first Academy Award for Best Actor and Best Picture.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Maybe we'll ask them. Maybe we'll ask that Saturday night.
Aren't they coming around like the 84th annual or something? You know, we won't miss that. Well, Miss Mimi will have that on TV. She'll have the red carpet.
No. What are you wearing? Oh.
Is she inviting the ladies over for an Academy Award party? They make their picks and everything?
You know, she's listening. Don't give her any ideas. No, but the boys and I will be watching sports, I'm sure, somewhere.
They'll be hiding. Right. They do. A lot of people do those little parties, and they have their little fake Oscar statues and then hand them out. Oh, yeah, no thanks. Not interested. It's too long. It's like 4 hours long, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long ceremony.
Yeah. No thanks.
No thanks. I think the Golden Globes are fun because they're all, you can see them, they're all drinking. They're all sitting at the table.
They're all drunk.
Yeah.
Smashed.
Yeah.
And they get up there and they try to talk. It's like, oh, my God. But we're open late tonight here, kids. Got some great deals. Chevy Cruze for $16,900, Malibu for $18,900, Silverado regular cabs as low as $15,990, and 9 to 10 grand off of Silverado, Extended cab, and crew cab HDs. So a lot of selection. We've had a great showing of transports. I think we've had about 50 to 60 vehicles dropped off this week, which is huge. Really excited about, you know, when you see the salesman running up to the door of the transport truck driver, and they're asking, can we help unload those vehicles? You know, we need cars and trucks, but still a huge selection. Interest rates on certified pre-owned as low as 2.9 on certified pre-owned. So, whew, come and see us. We're having fun today.
John, they say it's going to snow tonight.
There's no way. I mean, to me, I'm looking out the window, looking to the west.
The Doppler weather window at the Lawndaw Chevrolet.
Hey, don't blame me. I'm just repeating what they told me. But you've got a guy that has to go out there and wash all those cars after it snows, right?
Well, we don't really go washing. We have these big rubber push pallets, and we just push the snow off the metal let Mother Nature do the rest with a little sunshine.
Well, they always look good out there on the lot.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
Got them all lined up, looking perfect. You know, I'm a little bit of a neat freak when it comes to the lot, making sure it looks just enticing.
Too bad you don't own that thing. That'd be something if you owned that building and lot.
We do.
What?
Only because of our great customers and your great listeners, the AM and the PM. The AM and PMers. They're great people.
All right.
So come on by and see us. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com.
All right.
And you guys have a great rest of the show.
Well, thank you, John.
Thanks,
we will.
John.
We weren't going to, but now that you've said that, we're gonna try and have a good rest of the program.
I'd love to be inspirational.
Indeed, you are. All right, thanks, John. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Bye, John. All right, John Lawndoff, everybody. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It is the Big 550 KTRS. And at 4:41, here is Tim Weiland with a look at traffic.
All right, thanks, Bill. They have a pretty serious accident on westbound 44. It's near Jefferson. We had a car that kind of flipped over the median. So we've got on westbound 44, two lanes are blocked. Now we have some stop-and-go traffic on northbound 170 from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. Southbound 55, that's a little heavy from the Poplar Street Bridge down through Highway 44 as folks try to get on to westbound on the 44 exit there. Southbound 270, some slow traffic from approaching Highway 40 down through Big Bend. Also on westbound 40, we've got some slow traffic now, Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and you'll find a couple little slow areas as you approach the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Nissan Parts and Service. Your local Nissan dealer now offers express service oil change at select locations. $28.95, no appointment needed. 30 minutes or less, or your next one's on them. Visit your nearest Nissan dealer for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Putting off auto repairs is risky. Put your tax refund to work at AutoZone before a small problem becomes a big one. From brakes to engines, they've got you covered. Get in the zone.
Looking for some great Italian food in a great neighborhood with great staff? It's one place in town. La Russo's, celebrating their 26th anniversary. It's a pretty special that a restaurant can survive 26 years here in St. Louis, and La Russo's has become synonymous with great Italian food. 3121 Watson Road, right there on the hill. Same great food they've been serving for 26 years. All the recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Rich and Terry, 26 years in the business. The staff has been there a long time, and that is one of the signs of a great restaurant, right? The staff has stayed there 4 years. They get to know you. It's great. It's a great, friendly atmosphere, whether it's a great dinner in the lounge or a romantic or sit-down dinner in that dining room. Make sure you save room for the homemade desserts. La Russo's, 314-647-6222 or larussos.com. For great Italian food, make sure you check out La Russo's. Altair Travel has put together another once-in-a-lifetime trip, and you're invited. Hi, everybody. McGraw Milhaven here, inviting you to join us as we leave St. Louis on September 13th for an extraordinary Mediterranean cruise. We're going to leave September 13th and land in Barcelona and spend 2 nights in the Gothic Center. Then we're going to board Holland America's New Amsterdam with ports in the Mediterranean in North Africa at the tip of Sicily, the port of Santa Margherita, which is near Portofino, as well as Monte Carlo. It's going to be an extraordinary trip. Prices start at just around $2,000. 314-968-9600. That's Altair Travel. Find out more online, altairtravel.com. It's a 10-day, 9-night extravaganza, and you're all invited next fall, September 13th, a trip to Barcelona and a cruise on the Mediterranean. You want to go? Join us. Find out more, Altair Travel and Cruises or altairtravel.com.
If you're upside down on your home mortgage, listen closely to this message from the St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Beware of mortgage and real estate scammers. Are you receiving letters and calls from people that want to buy your home? It sounds like a solution, but it might be a huge mistake. Don't let yourself get taken advantage of. Before you make any commitments, call Doug and Steve Scallarin and let them explain all of your options.
If you're getting letters from people who are wanting to buy your home, you need to be on guard. The fact is, you could still be held legally liable for the debt that you owe, while the opportunists make a quick profit off of your current financial hardship. This is just one of the reasons why you need to contact St. Louis Home Retention Group when you're faced with the option concerning the future of your home.
Call St. Louis Home Retention Group now at 636-527-5121 or online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com. St. Louis Home Retention Group is a Better Business Bureau A-rated company with zero complaints. Call the local guys that change people's lives every day. Call St. Louis Home Retention Group now.
Castrol Edge, the official motor oil sponsor of the NFL, knows you have the strength to perform. So when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or any other Castrol product, you'll get an official NFL hat for the team of your choice free by mail. Yeah, any team. Even if your team went 2-14 this season, you're still a fan. And right now at Advance Auto Parts, a 5-plus-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and filter are just $20.99. At Advance, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you oil. No, we work hard to bring you great deals on oil. So if someone tries to tell you Advance doesn't have a great deal, well, get your teen doctor to give him an examination, because he's on another planet, man. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or any Castrol product and get an official NFL hat valued at $25 free. Service is our best part. See store for details.
The world's greatest sports trivia championship, presented by Budweiser, is coming Friday, February 17th to the Chaffetz Arena at St. Louis University. Enter your trivia team of 10 in the Super Sports Spectacular to benefit St. Patrick's Center. Join hosts Dave Glover and John Campanera and a variety of other entertainers for a fun night with 1,000 trivia players on the floor of the Chaffetz Arena. Meet hometown heroes and celebrities of the game. Win season tickets and other great prizes. Help St. Patrick's Center build permanent positive change for individuals and families who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. To reserve your table for Friday, February 17th at the Chaffetz Arena, 314-802-5445 or visit stpatrickcenter.org. That's 314-802-5445 or stpatrickcenter.org. The world's greatest sports trivia championship is brought to you in part by Worldwide Technology. People, process, technology.
Right now at the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint starts at a new lower price of $29.38 a gallon. Its lowest price ever. It's paint and primer in one, so it takes fewer coats and less time to cover any old color with any new color. It's the perfect time to break out the rollers because Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint now starts at just $29.38. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat.
Large morning show in the afternoon. It is the Big 550 KTRS. Bill Cleveland and Vifranco Pinion. We got Tim Weiland in the studio this week and Josh Gilbert. And thanks to both of you guys for coming in with me. Appreciate it. Whole crew back on Monday after their week-long vacation down in the Dominican Republic. And I've been checking Facebook periodically. And Dan Strauss, leave it to Dan Strauss, posting all sorts of bizarre photographs from their trip. But it looks like he's having a great time. And I'm sure they will have a ton of stories coming up on Monday, so be listening for those. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. We've got some time to take your calls. We'll chat with you a little bit. I mentioned that they're calling it a homecoming parade tomorrow for veterans. I don't know if it's specific to Iraq veterans or all veterans. I would imagine all are welcome tomorrow downtown. And that'll be a really good thing. I think that's a really great deal they're doing downtown tomorrow. And I'm looking for a time, and maybe Josh can help me out and find the exact time that this thing starts tomorrow. I want to make sure everybody knows where they can start.
I'm on it.
You got it? All right. He's looking it up. We'll get you the time so that everybody can go down there and do that tomorrow. Now, real quick, I want to mention this... The mascot for the Tampa Bay Lightning was fired. And I started thinking about mascots. First of all, as a kid, and I was talking to somebody the other day, they wanted as a child, you know, we all have something we aspire to be as a young kid. Usually it doesn't work out. You know, hey, you want to be a veterinarian. Hey, you want to be a doctor, whatever. A friend of mine said his kid said that when he grows up, he wants to be a mascot. And I thought, well, okay, that's fine. I'm not sure if you'll wind up really being a mascot. But I looked through like a Wikipedia search this afternoon and just printed out a thing of all of the mascots. I was stunned how many different mascots there are for all the different sports teams. You talk about all the NBA teams, all the different NFL teams, all the baseball teams, all of these different mascots, and all of them, almost all of them, have some sort of a background story or some reason they came to be. My sort of thing was, I don't think I would ever, just because of the smell of those things. I mean, it's got to be next to impossible to clean the inside of those mascot, what do you call it, like the costume.
Well, they got to be hot, right?
Well, yeah, you got to be hot. You sweat inside the thing. It's just any of those things. I don't think I would ever want to really be a mascot. But and are there women for the most part inside those things or guys inside? Because you have to be sort of acrobatic to be inside the mascot outfit.
I've seen
dancing around and twirling and whatever.
I heard a lot of the college mascots are women, and I think the Tampa Bay Lightning one, I think she was a woman inside there.
Yeah, I mean, you really don't have to, like, lift anything, do you? I mean, you're not really doing, you know, heavy lifting, but a lot of them are doing, you know, the flips and the jumping up and down. It'd be interesting to talk to somebody that really does that for a
but,
living.
But just keep in mind, I mean, this guy, the Tampa Bay Lightning mascot, got in trouble for, you know, having a fight with some guy in the stands.
Right.
Just keep in mind that when you berate one of these mascots or, you know, throw something at them, there's a good chance that there's a woman inside there.
Yeah.
So don't punch, you know.
You know who the most sued mascot is?
Uh-oh.
Now, I let me take this back. We'll talk baseball. The most sued Major League Baseball mascot.
The Philly Fanatic.
That is correct.
Really?
Yes. The Philadelphia Fanatic. the number one most sued mascot. Right.
What does he do? Or she?
Annoys people.
Yeah, I get well.
let's just KTRS. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Scott.
How you doing, Scott? Good afternoon.
Hey, not too bad. Want to talk to Bob Bill on a little nerve that he hit about saying hi to people and no response.
Yes, sir. You're on the air, by the way, right now.
Am I? Okay, yeah. I didn't know. I guess I just didn't get Eon, you know, being there to, or Dan or somebody to pre-screen.
To mess it up.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, man, you got it right on the nose. What irks me more than anything else, you walk past somebody one-on-one, you say hi, there's no acknowledgement whatsoever. I don't know where the common decency is just to be nice to people anymore.
Yeah, I would agree, yeah.
And here's what it is now. I've gotten to the point now to where you make eye contact, you say hi, there's no response. I go out of my way just to go back and I say, did you not hear what I just said? You know, you get ignorant with them because it does. Where's just people being friendly to people every day and to where you don't have to feel like you're being ignorant to people just by saying hi?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I'm always sort of stunned, and I shouldn't be stunned, when I hold the door open for somebody and they say thank you. I'm always like, wow, how about that? He said thank you. I mean, you shouldn't be surprised. That should happen all the time.
Exactly. You know, today's society just goes around to just take advantage of everybody else or to be scared of them or wonder, wow, what's this guy up to?
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway, I just heard you talking to Johnny Landoff with a personality that he has to where he has to deal with all types of people. It does. You just walk through a mall, you walk down the street, you say hi, and no response whatsoever. There's just no happiness anymore.
And I'll go even one further than that. I'm a person that not just I like to talk to people and everything, but when I'm driving, especially in the South County area, I mean, I grew up out there. I know a lot of people, and I will drive. Excuse me, and I will. I'll be looking in the cars, and I'll recognize people and wave at them, and they will be so intense on their cell phone, they don't have a clue who's passing them up or even what's going on.
Oh, exactly. Now, let me tell you this. I worked at a radio station down in Altus, Oklahoma, and going from St. Louis to work at a radio station down there, it was Culture Shock. And whenever you go down there, everybody, whenever you pass them, I don't care where it is, between Altus to Lawton, from Lawton to Elk City, everybody raises a finger every time you pass a car.
Now, what finger are they raising?
No, they're raising the happy. Hey, okay. Like they acknowledge.
Well, that makes
hi.
A difference.
It's a wave. It's a finger. And down south, that's what they do. They raise a finger, and they still got that down there.
Yeah. See, I think those people are pretending to be on their phone because Tim's waving at them. That's what I do when Tim. Tim passes me in the hallway, and I quick with my phone. Quick, I got to get the phone in my hand.
Here comes Wyland, man.
Hey, thanks for calling. We got to run. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you do the same.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
I got this list real quick here. These are some. I'll name you a few mascots. And see. Now, these aren't necessarily just sports mascots. These are mascots for businesses, corporations, things like that. Everybody's got a mascot. Let's start with Jeffrey Giraffe. Who's Jeffrey?
Toys R Us.
Hey, that's good. Jeffrey Giraffe, Toys R Us.
I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
The Fruit Guys.
Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah. This one's easy. The Giant Sprout.
No, that's the giant.
That's right. He's got three in a row. The Helping Hand. The Helping Hand. Which one was that?
Helping Hand. Mm-hmm. Is it the Hamburger Helper?
Hamburger Helper. That's right. Let's see. Buzzbee. That's the name. Buzzbee. B-U-Z-Z-B-E-E.
Buzzbee.
Voiced by Billy West.
Who's got like a bee as their mascot? I don't know, Bill.
Very popular product. Been around for a long time. See these commercials on TV quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Ah.
Honey Nut Cheerios. This would be a good trivia topic.
That would be a very good trivia topic.
You know what? I'm going to save the rest of these.
That's a good idea.
Your first show.
We
got to
waste them on us.
Yeah, don't waste them. Don't waste them.
Make it good and all.
Don't waste
more.
The material on you guys. All right, so let's take a break, shall we? We'll come back. We'll do some trivia after 5 o'clock if you'd like to join us. do with the numbers, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We'll start taking your calls after the top of the hour. And here's Tim Weiland with a look at traffic.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Well, they've cleared that accident 44 at Jefferson, so you're running still a little bit slow. Northbound 55 is heavy from Graboid to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 55 from the Poplar Street Bridge down through 44 as they try to ramp on. Southbound 170, stop and go Ladue through Highway 40. Southbound 270 is Ladue through Big Bend. Now, if you're heading on westbound 70, you're going to find a little slowdown as you go through the airport. Opens up around Cypress, and then it's heavy again, 79 through T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by BP Gasoline. Want to go a little farther between Phillips? Use BP Gasoline with Invigorate. It can help you go a little farther between Phillips. Use BP Gasoline with Invigorate. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
R&R Sanitation Porta Potties is all you need to know if you are in the market for porta potties. Whether it's a company that needs to rent them on a monthly basis, maybe it's a homeowner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. At R&R Sanitation, their porta potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service, so you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, Local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Friday. That means you can enjoy two large, two-topping pizzas for only $22.95 at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. Two large, two-topping pizzas for only $22.95, just in time for the weekend at Stefanina's.
All right, creeping up on 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS. Bill Kleppelin in for Franco Pinion. Whole crew is back on Monday after their trip to the Dominican Republic. And coming up after 5 o'clock, we will do our Friday trivia, our Who Do You Trust? So you'll have to decide whether you trust Josh Gilbert or Tim Weiland. I know. I wouldn't trust neither of them, frankly, but that'll be the game we'll play coming up after 5 o'clock. And no Mike Evans today, so I'll have to do Aloha Friday on my own. That'll be worth tuning in for. Look at that. It's 5.